It's going to be at least Christmas of next year before the museum's 7 educational play zones are open for kids. Even so, that's why kids in construction hard hats and safety vests were writing their names on that last steel beam before it was lifted into place. It's another old construction tradition, signing the building's last beam by workers and managers. Yesterday, the future users had a chance to put their names on the beam and someday remember to tell their kids that behind that wall is their name on the structure. State Power Authority Niagara Power Project Community Affairs Director Lou Panessa says the museum is another great tourist attraction.
This is another exciting project that continues the governor's efforts to bring a positive energy to downtown Buffalo and benefit the entire region. The Explore and More Museum and our own renovated Power Vista Visitor Center are great examples of the new attractions that are available for families and tourists who now have even more reasons to extend their stay.
Museum Board Chairman Barry Swartz says the $27 million project will open late next year or early 2019. It's expected to bring another 250,000 tourists to Canalside, tourists from beyond Western New York. So far, the state and the Power Authority have put $11 million into the project. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.